I'm Chris Hine with the Wednesday Music Roundup here on KMUW. And while singer-songwriters may be a dime a dozen, it's a rare one that can write a tune that is both perceptive and hummable enough to stop you in your tracks. Sarah Hickman manages several on pretty much every release, a track record she continues with her new CD, Absence of Blame. Born into an artistic family, Hickman began singing and performing at an early age. Her first CD, Equal Scary People, first released independently in 1988, was picked up by Elektra, which also released Shortstop, the album with Hickman's lone chart hit, the AC-oriented I Couldn't Help Myself. Hickman bought back her next album, Necessary Angels, with the help of fans after Elektra mysteriously refused to release it. A few more titles came out on the indie Shaniki label before she settled on her own Sleeveless imprint. What at the time might have seemed at best a quirky and at worst a suicidal career move, today instead looks remarkably prescient, as the rise of the internet and decline of major labels has made artist-owned efforts one of the more promising ways to actually sustain a career over the long haul. Hickman has released over a half dozen albums this way, including several very well-received children's albums. She returned to music for grown-ups 4 years ago with a double-disc Motherload and is back now with her 16th album, not counting some two dozen various artist sets, guest appearances, national commercials, and an appearance on the Arachnophobia soundtrack. From her early days, Hickman has moved in two opposite but equally compelling directions, as the folk has become starker and the rock edgier than before. What hasn't changed, either in the music or in the many social causes she embraces, is the charm and heartfelt honesty of her work. She's also known for generous, lively, and comic concerts and has a CD release show tomorrow at the Blue Door in Oklahoma City. Hickman will also be at the Bartlett Arboretum in May, visiting with old pal Robin Macy, bandmate in the short-lived Roaches Meets Andrew Sisters group, the Domestic Science Club. There's more information about concerts around the region this week on the Music Roundup page of our website at kmuw.org.